from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
CBS Sports has ranked the best home field advantages in the Southeastern Conference. Best home field advantages in the SEC. Lonzo, who's number one? Stab in the dark. Very close. Number two, LSU. They have at number one, 11-0 in night games under Brian Kelly. Its only home loss in the Kelly area came in at 11 a.m. local time against Tennessee. Alabama checked in number two. They had a 21-game home winning streak before a loss to Texas at Bryant Denny last year. They have Florida at number three. Florida's dropped two home games in each of the past two seasons while searching for their footing under Billy Napier, but the Swamp, still known as a very difficult place to play. They have Neyland Stadium ranked number four, ranked seventh amongst the SEC venues in EA Sports' list of toughest places to play, but Baker Mayfield once called Neyland Stadium, quote, a different type of loud, end quote, after an Aggie game down there. They have Auburn ranked number five. And here's where the rankings fall apart for me. Auburn is 12-10 at Jordan-Hare Stadium over the past three seasons. They have close losses inside of that 10 to a top 15 Georgia, a top 15 Alabama, a top 15 Ole Miss last season. They rank it this high because of the prayer at Jordan-Hare and because of the kick six, the two miracle plays that knocked off Georgia and Alabama in consecutive games in 2013. Which, by the way, the fact that it has been 11 years since the kick six just made my knees start hurting again. It's unreal. They have Georgia at number six. Georgia is 41-1 at home over the last seven. They own the nation's longest home winning streak at 32 games. And they have South Carolina checked in at number seven. Here's what CBS Sports writes up about the Gamecocks and about Willie B. Quote, South Carolina Stadium packs a punch, especially for a program not regarded as a historic power. Williams-Brice Stadium shakes when Sandstorm comes on, and the Gamecocks have notched some big home wins under Shane Beamer. Beating Florida and Auburn was crucial to getting the Gamecocks bowl eligible in 2021, and an upset of number five Tennessee altered the playoff picture in 2022, end quote. Here's where I have been. I have been to LSU. I have been to Alabama. I have been to Florida. I have not been to Tennessee for a game, but I have seen Neyland. I have been to Auburn. I have been to Georgia. I have been to South Carolina. I have not been to A&M, who they have ranked eighth, because I don't willingly hang out with people who are in a cult. I have not been to number nine Oklahoma, 10 Texas. I have been to number 11 Mississippi State. I have not been to number 12 Arkansas. I have been to the Grove, number 13 Ole Miss. I have not been to Mizzou, Kentucky, or Vandy, 14, 15, 16 in the SEC. Tennessee. So of the top seven, in my experience, LSU is absolutely number one. That's not a debate to me. They are absolutely number one. Where it gets interesting is the last time that I went to Florida, Urban Meyer was still at the helm. And I can tell you that when Florida is in contention, the swamp is horrifying. When Florida's in contention, the swamp is terrifying. It's a bad place to be as an away guy. Quick story time. I went to an LSU Florida game, and I'm trying to remember the year that it was. LSU won that game. Was it 20? No, it was not. Yeah, it was. It was 2006, 2005, maybe earlier than that. Somewhere in the early 2000s. Anyway, I went to that game. And I've told you guys in the past that my family is from Louisiana. They're an LSU family. So I was an LSU fan growing up. And my parents took me to an LSU Florida game, which I went to in purple. I went in purple and gold. Because even as a kid, stir the pot, it's kind of fun. So I went in purple and gold. And LSU ended up winning on like a last second play, last minute play, whatever. And as I was leaving the swamp with my little brother, who was a Florida fan, because my mother dropped him on his head as a child, and with my parents, who were just, they were just there. They were just bringing their boys to a ball game. As I was leaving and we were walking out of the ramp, we were sitting up in the top. As I was leaving, I got kicked in the back of the knee, like kicked. Not like, you know, that thing you do to your friends where you kind of like put your foot in the back of their knee and then push on it so they fall down and then you laugh at them. No. Kicked in the back of the knee. And I turned around, the old man turned around. None of the Florida fans there would admit who did it. So we just kind of kept walking. And then it happened a second time. I was, like I said, I was probably 16, 15. So it would have been late. Maybe it was late 90s. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Florida was at a peak. LSU was okay at the time. Happened again. And a cop saw it. Gainesville PD. Gainesville PD saw it. Whoever did it kind of faded back into the crowd, Assassin's Creed style. And the cop came over and he grabbed me, my little brother, my mom, and my dad. And he's like, y'all come with me. I'm going to get you out of here safe. And he walked us over to an elevator. He brought us down the elevator and he brought us out like a back exit to the stadium. And I'm like, what? Like, why is this? Why? And he goes, oh, son, that wasn't going to stop happening until you get to your car. I was like, y'all aren't going to do nothing about it. And he goes, hey, it wouldn't matter. He goes, there's really nothing we can do. There's so many people that act like that. We can't do anything. So I haven't been back to the swamp since then. Point here is the Florida fans are extra. They're extra. They're a lot. All right. And it doesn't stop. So I got no problem with Florida being, I would put Florida number two. I would put Alabama number three. Not a problem. But I will also say that that's in large part because of Alabama being a dynasty. Alabama pre the dynasty days would have been closer down to 8 or 9 on this list. Once Nick Saban turned them into a dynasty, it became a different game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bryant-Denny Stadium became a monster of a stadium. I went there Saban's third or fourth year for a game against Mississippi State. One as a neutral fan. I had a buddy. It was his bachelor party. I graduated high school. The daughter of my high school head football coach was a sports information director at Alabama at this point. And so I called her. I'm like, yo, I need a ticket. Can you hook me up? She goes, I'll do you one better. And she got me and my boys out onto the field for that game. We were standing on the sideline for that game. And I will tell you that standing on the field of Bryant-Denny when the Crimson Tide rolls in, it's one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. I'm fine with Alabama. I would put them at 3. Tennessee, I have not been to yet. I accept that they're probably up there somewhere in the neighborhood of Alabama. But just having your band play Rocky Top a bunch, to me, doesn't auto-qualify you in this discussion. So I don't know yet. I can't say for sure. What I will say is South Carolina deserves to be like next up on that list. I have been to Willie B 3 times since I moved here. Once for a Clemson game, once for a Florida game, and once for a, I don't remember, it was one of the FCS games. Upstate, I don't remember. But 3 times. And I can say, and I think this is something to lean on and be proud of. In fact, if anything, this probably should become, if it's not already, this probably should be the identity of South Carolina. All 3 games I went to, it felt like it was a night SEC versus the number one team in the country contest. All 3 games, the stadium was packed. All 3 games, the stadium was loud. All 3 games, the stadium was swaying. Now, I've been to an FCS game in Alabama as well as Mississippi State, and what I can tell you is that while they are still up, they are still loud, it does not have the same energy as an SEC night contest. To me, Willie B is a, I would say, top 5 team, maybe top 4 in terms of stadium environment and atmosphere on game day in the conference. To the point that I would make this my football identity if I was you, right? Like I, Mark Ryan used to say this all the time, and I thought it was very fair. I didn't always like what he labeled as identities, but he always said, and I agree with him, a college football team needs an identity. You need, when somebody says the name of your school, you need a thing that other people think of, right? When I say Texas A&M, you see weird dudes in World War II cosplay on the field going, oh, we're a cult. You see that in your head, right? When you hear Tennessee, you hear, you see the orange and white checkerboards. When you hear Georgia, you hear sick 'em dog. You feel that identity. If I say South Carolina, outside of Columbia and the upstate, if I go back down to the Florida Panhandle next weekend and I ask people, what do they think when they think of South Carolina? What are they going to say? Dawn Staley. And that's great. It's great. It's great. You should 1,000% be pimping the hell up out of the women's basketball team. Women's basketball. Yeah, that's a bad way to phrase that. You should be 1,000% promoting the hell out of the women's basketball team. I apologize. That was poor wording and I feel like a jerk. That's my bad. You should be promoting the hell out of the legacy of Dawn Staley and out of the legacy of the women's basketball program because you have the best in the country and it should be celebrated as such. It just should, right? But how do you make the football, how do you get the football team in that discussion? And I really do think it needs to be making it known that you have one of the most difficult places to play in the Southeastern Conference, maybe in the country. It needs to be a chunk of the identity. You need to find a way. And I will acknowledge, because I already know there's a couple of big smart boys rocking the phones right now, shooting the text to 71307. Start your text with fam, by the way. I know that there's a couple of big smart boys that are already out there firing off the text. Rob, it's not that difficult to play there. Football team's not that good. It absolutely does need to come back to the team needs to be good at home. It does. It needs to. It can't just be it's tough to play because it's super loud. It needs to be it's tough to play because it's super loud. And even if they're not good, the Gamecock football team is going to beat the out of you. That's what it. That needs to be the identity. So I would say this year for the Gamecocks, especially knowing, as we have talked about, especially knowing that this is going to be the next 2 years, ridiculously tough 2 years. I'm talking in terms of strength of schedule. You have got one of the most difficult schedules, not in the conference, in the nation over the next 2 years running. So to me, the next step is going to be make Willie B a nightmare. Make it a nightmare. Make it where even if the team's not good, even if you finish 5-7 the next 2 years running, make it where when teams come there, they know they're in for a fist fight. Make it where when the teams come there, they know they're going to get punched in the mouth and the ribs over and over and over. Because, and I thought about this when I was reading these stadium rankings last night, my genuine, honest thought is, I don't think anybody's afraid of Willie B. And that's too bad, because the fans put on a hell of a show every game. Every game. I've been to three at three different levels of football. Against a very good team, against an okay team, and against an FCS team. And it was the same environment all three games. Absolutely rocking, chock-a-block full. But you got to get it to the next level. And my emphasis to Shano would be, make sure that your team has a pride in making sure that their field is one of the ones that SEC teams least look forward to visiting. Even if they know it's a win, they know they're going to get beat up in the process.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.